poll, pro-mass immigration 2020 candidates turn off majority of voters. By John Binder on November 20, 2019. Presidential candidates promising to bring more illegal and legal immigrants to the United States are much less popular than those vowing to reduce labor market competition by cutting immigration, a new poll finds. The latest Harvard/Harris poll reveals that about 6 in 10 U.S. voters said they are more likely to support 2020 presidential candidates who vow to strengthen the southern border to reduce illegal immigrants, among other things. Only about 4 in 10 U.S. voters said they are more likely to vote for presidential candidates who promise to open our borders to many more immigrants. As all leading 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates have promised to do. As Breitbart News has noted, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, have similar immigration plans, all designed to open the U.S.-Mexico border to more legal immigration, provide big business with an endless flow of cheaper foreign labor, and increase foreign competition against America's working and middle class with increased legal immigration levels. Across all issues facing the nation, U.S. votes continue to say that healthcare and immigration remain the two most important problems in the upcoming 2020 election. For years, Trump has committed to reducing overall immigration to the country to boost wages and decrease labor market pressures for American workers. While Trump's Buy American, Hire American economy has resulted in record employment for nearly all demographic groups, there remains about 11.5 million Americans who are either unemployed, underemployed, or out of the labor market, but all of whom want good-paying full-time employment. Extensive research by economists like George Borias and analyst Stephen Camerota has found that the country's current legal immigration system, wherein 1.2 million mostly low-skilled workers are admitted annually, burdens U.S. taxpayers and America's working and middle class while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth every year to major employers and newly arrived immigrants. Camerota, director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies, has found that every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.